Chapter 7 tonight, Matthew chapter number 7. You see on the screen behind me our verse for the week, and what we're trying to do is instill a verse for the week in our, we read in our Sunday school class, read it tonight, read it on Wednesday nights, something for you to take and remember throughout the week. Most of the verses will be tied into a certain sermon. Last week when we looked at Acts chapter number 5, we chose a couple verses out of that. And I know this morning when someone came up to me and says, do you know your verse from last week? And we quoted it together, and I enjoyed that because I want people to be learning and growing. Scripture knowledge is one of the keys to a victorious Christian life. If you take that verse, you think about it, you meditate it, you're going to have some victory. And this week's verse ties in with tonight's message. And it's found in Matthew chapter number 7, and it's in verse number 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. I'm going to read it once, and then we'll read it all together. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Let's say that all together. Matthew 7, 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Let's say one more time together, Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. I know all of us learn at different levels. All of us sometimes, some people might read this two or three times, and they might have it down. It's amazing to me what young teenage minds and young people's minds can do after reading it five or six times. They can put it and they can spit it out. But I encourage them, you know, be able to keep that in your heart and hide that in your heart. Read that a few times a day, maybe in the morning and at night. I bet you by next Sunday you'll have at least a good working knowledge of that verse. And when you're reading that, you'll remember the messages that you heard and will be laying a foundation to help encourage you throughout the week. Title of tonight's message is, make sure you build on the right type of foundation. Make sure you build on the right type of foundation. And if you look at the picture that's back there, I don't know how clear you can see it. You see a beautiful house that is built on sand, and you see what happens to it. It is completely, pretty much worthless. And that's just going to give you, and we're not going to have the outline up there tonight, but I want you to keep on thinking about that as we go through and as we think about this idea about making sure you build on the right type of foundation. This is part of our series of Rise Up and Build. Last week we looked at that idea of why we need to build. A few weeks ago we looked at how Christ will build His church. And tonight what I want us to consider, and I want us to get into our hearts, you know, many times at the beginning of a year, at the end of a revival, our hearts get worked up and we're saying we're ready to go. We're ready to take off. We're ready to serve. We're ready to do things. But what I want us to try to get to and understand is make sure that we're building upon the right foundation. If we're not building upon the right foundation, you know what's going to happen? It's all just going to sooner or later fall over. You know, we are going to face hard times ahead. We are going to face storms. We're going to face trials. We're going to face testing. And what we have based our foundation on and what we have built upon will tell if that will last the test of time, or when the waves come and when the water comes or when the trials and storms come, it will fall completely over. I am thankful for those that have stayed steadfast and by the stuff year after year after year after year. I have, not only do I know pastor friends that have been members or pastors of the church for over 50 and over 60 years. I also think of people who have been church members and just faithfully serving the Lord. And we come to this familiar passage of scripture, and tonight's message will not be super in depth. It will be help us to understand some important facts when it comes to building upon the right foundation. Here at this verse, as you see, the Lord is finishing up His first recorded sermon, His first message. And this message is unlike anything that these people have heard before. It is brief, it is potent, and within minutes, He has taken and challenged these people that are sitting on the side of the hill. Remember, this is the Sermon on the Mount. It's found in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, and Matthew chapter 7. This is His closing statement. This is how He's wrapping everything up. In this sermon, He pretty much penetrates all the old concepts of thou shalt and thou shalt not. He exposes the fact that the heart is the heart of the issue, and how it's not just living some type of formal ritual lifestyle. And see, that's what they were doing back then. They were living according to the law. They were doing the best they could. But in the Pharisees and the scribes, many times the religious leaders of the day, they were so wicked inside. Jesus Christ himself described them as dead man's bones. Everything on the outside looked fine, but inside they were dead man's bones. They were wicked. They were away from God. He told the people not only to refrain from murder, but seek reckless reconciliation to those that you would kill if you could. He goes as far as saying not only to abstain from adultery, but not even to think about adultery. He talks about taking insults. He talks about loving our enemies. He talks about putting us on a plane that is something they had never heard. He told them to things like praying, you go in your closet. Fasting, you wash your face. But that's not what they used to do back then. They used to go around praying out loud and praying loud prayers. And so everyone would stop and listen to them. And if they would fast, they would look sad. And so everyone would look at them and say, oh, look, they must be fasting. They must be doing something special for God. Jesus says, no, I'm interested in your heart. He was saying that these things are not for temporal value. These things are supposed to be a passion for eternal matters. His audience was stunned. His audience could not believe what was being said. Look what it says in verses 28 and 29. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. They were overwhelmed. They were amazed. I think it's like all these things they've been learning all these years have finally made sense to them. And he goes in verse 29, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Tonight, I want you to try to get a little bit of understanding tonight how we can build upon the right foundation. That foundation is Jesus Christ. And upon that foundation, we learn to what he has said. And the question is, are we going to obey it or not? Look here in Matthew chapter number 7, verses 24 through 27. The word of God says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. There's a key here. We must hear them. And I am thankful for the people that are here tonight on a Sunday night. And, you know, there are a lot of churches that aren't even open right now. But they are here and they want to hear what the word of God says. But hearing is not enough. It says, heareth them and doeth them. And he says, I will liken him unto a wise man. And this is our verse. You know, we want to be a wise person, a wise man, a wise lady, which shall build his house upon a rock. And listen to what it says in verse 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So he's saying, if you are willing to take the things that you've heard and you're willing to apply them to your life and not just hear them, but be doers of the word, he says, you're going to be like a wise man because you have taken and you have built your life upon the rock of Jesus Christ and upon the word of Jesus Christ. And not just hearing it, you have laid the foundation, and not only the foundation, you have laid the bricks and you built a life that when the winds and when the rains, they come, you'll be able to stand. And stand strong. You keep on going. In verse number 26, it says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. Unfortunately, this is what most Christians today are famous for. We come to church. We hear. We nod. We say amen. And sometimes we even come to the altars. But when we leave, we don't do the things that we have learned is right and what's wrong. And he says, and doeth it not, he says, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. You know, I think it's amazing how some people think, you know what? God must be so proud of me. God must be so happy. I am here. I'm at church. I read his word. You know what the Bible's saying? If you hear it, God's not giving you props. God's not saying, oh, great job. He's saying that hearing is not enough. He says, if you hear them and do them not. He says, it's not good enough just to hear. And if you hear them and you're not willing to do them, he's going to call you a foolish man. And look what happens in verse 27. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house and it fell and great was the fall of it. I went through and as I was looking for that picture, I saw a number of pictures of, you look at these pictures of different foundations and you're like, how in the world did anybody ever build that way? Didn't they have any sense? Didn't they have any common sense? You think about that Leaning Tower of Pisa, you know, whatever you call it over in Italy. You know what? It is slowly falling. And it has a foundation at the beginning that was only 10 feet deep. Somebody didn't think very well. And someday that will probably fall. And someday that will probably be gone. And in our hearts and in our lives and in our Christian life, here's the question. What are we building upon? I want you to consider the comparisons here. I want you to think about this passage of Scripture, and I want to use this in a reference to two people that are believers hearing the message. Now, some people could look at this message and say, some are, it's talking about a saved and unsaved person. And I can understand that because you always start your foundation with Jesus Christ. But when it's talking about this hearing and doing, I'm thinking of a Christian. I'm thinking of a person who has the opportunity. They have the foundation of Jesus Christ, and they have the words of Jesus Christ, and are they hearing it and also doing? I want you to consider the comparisons. First, they both heard the words of the parable. They both heard the words of Jesus Christ. These two people were both available. They had the same things, the same opportunities. It amazes me how sometimes people come to the same church and they come to hear the same songs and hear the same services, and God works in their lives and they begin building and they begin growing. But then some people can sit in the exact same service, hear the exact same teaching, the exact same preaching, and go the other way. And I've seen it in the youth group. And you teach, you preach, and as I was a youth pastor, certain ones that got it, they were interested, they took it in, they learned it, they applied it to their life, and they grew. And then there's others who just heard it because they had to, been there, done that, and don't apply it to their lives. And what they do, they fall back and they fall away. They both build houses. You know, each of them had an understanding. They each knew that they had to build their lives. And this idea of rising up and building is talking about building our lives up spiritually. They both saw a need. And if we went around the room, I think everybody would say, yes, I understand that Jesus Christ is my foundation, and I need to build upon that rock, and I need to build a spiritual life. And they even built in a similar location. You know, the storm came to both houses. They both faced it. They probably even both built similar houses. On the outside, it looked the same. On the outside, they had the same designs. You ever been to a house where houses look like they're all cookie cutter houses? That's what my wife calls it in certain neighborhoods. It's cookie cutter houses. That's great if your house is like that. Wonderful. But you go in your neighborhood, exact same house, exact same house, exact same house. Then maybe a different color of siding, maybe different shutters, maybe a different roof color, but pretty much all the same things. And in a Christian's life, you know what happens? We all look like we have everything working. We all look like we have everything going. We're all building. And when we come to this point this year, rising up and building, I don't want us to build on something that is not solid. I don't want us to build on something that is not the Word of God. Because you know what's going to happen? That's going to happen. It's going to fall. It's going to tumble. It's going to smash. Remember that song? I don't know if the kids, the wise men build a house upon the rock. Everybody, some of you remember. I asked my youngest son, if Andrew, he'd come up and said, you know, because when I sang, you know, the wise men on the house build upon the rock, and you're supposed to show your muscle. And I said, Andrew, I need you to come up front and show me your muscle. You know what he told me? He said, get Kristen Colvin to come up. She's got a bigger muscle than me. You should see Kristen. It's got this huge muscle on there. So you saw it in the end of the year video. You know, it's a solid foundation. I think Andrew was a little embarrassed to come up front. So it's a solid foundation. It is a rock. And that's what we're looking here is, you know, we can all look the same on the outside. We can all hear the same messages. Everybody can see that we have the same walks. But the test of time really comes when the storm comes. We've seen it happen, haven't we? We know people that are sitting at home tonight that hasn't been to church for a long time because something hit their life. Some storm, some water, some wind, and it caused what they were building to fall right over. Why is that? They weren't building upon the right foundation. They were maybe hearing the word of God, but they were saying, oh, I know what God says, but I'm going to do things my way. Sort of like trying to build something, and you see the directions are there, and you look at the direction, and he's like, oh, that's what the directions say, but I'm going to go ahead and do it my own way. And usually that can end up in a tragedy. I also want you to consider the contrast. One man built his house upon the sand. One man built his house upon the rock. One man built his house with little preparation. He found a spot for his house and he began to build. Sand is unstable. It's ever changing. It is moving. Sand offers no stability. Sand is not a good place to build a house. Sand can never provide a firm foundation. And this is what happens when we try to hear the word of God and do something different. You know what's going to happen? It's not going to be rest. Yes, it might be easy. You might go and say, oh, look, there's a great place to build the house. Now, who cares if it's a little bit of sand? It's a pretty spot. It's right out there by the water, and it might look good. And you just continue to build upon that sand and build upon that sand, and you can make the house as good as you think you can. But if it's built on anything less than Jesus Christ and His Word, that's what's going to happen. But then you think about the rock. You think about the man that built upon the rock. This word rock refers to a large outcropping of a rock, the bedrock. While one man built his house on the sand, the other dug deep. He dug into and he reached the bedrock. He built his house on the rock. And the rock does not move. It is unchanging. It is stable. The rock offers a good foundation for a house. And this is where we're coming to is, what are we building your Christian lives on? This year we're saying, hey, look, as a church, let's get out of the complacency. Let's rise up and build. Let's not be satisfied with just maintaining for another year. Let's not just be happy with kind of coasting by. But instead, like Christ said, I will build my church. He wants each of us this year to grow a little bit closer to Him. He wants each of us this year to build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. He wants each of us to move forward. He didn't save any of us to just sit still and do nothing. Instead, He's saying, I want you to grow closer to me, growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. But what we're building is not going to matter if we build upon the wrong things, if we had the wrong foundations, if we had the wrong ideas, if we hear it, it's not good enough. We must base it upon the rock and His Word. He says in verse 24, I will liken him unto a wise man. Who? Those who hear the sayings. You've got to be here to hear them, but also those that do them. And you consider the consequences. This parable tells us that the rains come, the floods followed, and the winds of destruction blew. The image is not just about some storm in life. This is the image of judgment. How God is going to look at our house and how it's going to, how is things going to respond? The house that was built on the sand could not weather the judgment or the trials or the testing. And great was the fall of it. It wasn't just something small. It was great. This means the house was utterly destroyed. Also, you think about the house that was built upon the rock, experienced the same storm, the rain, the flood, the wind. It beat upon it. It came, and it came just as hard. It means to strike and to batter. The house was battered, but it stood against the storm that was thrown against it. Christian Knight, what are you building upon? I tell you, it amazes me as I get closer to people, the longer I'm in the ministry, you know, things just don't shock me anymore. I see trials, I see hardships, I see heartaches, and I see that they're tests that we're going through. And it's not that I want to not sympathize with people, because we do. As a pastor, I want to pray, I want to be there, I want to help as much as I can, but there are certain things that we are just going to have to walk through, and we're just going to have to depend on Jesus Christ, we're going to have to keep our eyes focused on Him, and we're just going to have to go through this, because we're all going to face storms, we're all going to face trials, we're all going to face hardships. And if we have taken the time to listen to the Word of God and to do what God's Word has said, you know what's going to happen? We're going to be able to stand strong. I want you to think about this. You know, think about the relationship that's here. First of all and foremost, Jesus Christ is talking about a relationship. You hear the words of Jesus Christ and you do them. These are the final words of this sermon. It has several important implications for the believer that will be focused. For the believer, it's the focus here that wisdom is connected with a relationship with Jesus Christ. These are not just the words of another mortal. These are not just mom and dad giving his advice that we've heard 100 times. These are not just our friends trying to fix our lives and other people telling us what to do. We must remember the relationship that's involved here is Jesus Christ, the living God, the words of God, gives us this instruction, and He says, this is how I want you to build your life. This is not a take it or leave it type thing. This is take it and you will have peace, you will have comfort, and you will have God's grace. You leave it, you're going to have disaster. And this is the relationship we got to remember. That's who's talking. But also, you need to see the response. The responses to God's word will make a man wise. It's the hearing than doing. We can see people that have been in church for a long time and they have not grown and they are not wise. They are not people we would ask for advice because they have not applied the things to their life. Wisdom comes from being Christ-like and having a renewed mind and being able to respond and having a heart that's ready to respond to the fertile teaching of the truth of the Word of God. But not only is it about the relationship and the responding, look at the results. Look at the results. We don't really need to go any farther than to think of people who we know the truth. They know the truth. They've heard the truth. And they just won't apply it. I don't want to be like that. Because you know what happens in their life? It looks like that. It does look good and it's looked pretty before in the past. But in the end, it's a mess. And there are people that are going through a mess today. And we've seen that they've made a wreck and a ruin of something that could have been beautiful. But you see what happens. The results are always this. His words will come to a predictable result. Either you will obey and be stable or disobey and be unstable. Either they will be useful and you can build upon them or they'll be useless and you will build upon what you choose to do. A house that cannot withstand the pressures of the storm is a useless shelter for a man and his family. In the same way, a man who is unstable, up and down, and inconsistent is really a useless servant of God. A man who is faithful, hearing, and doing, that is what's stable. That is the life, the rock bed that Jesus Christ we can build upon. Take your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. This is another passage when it comes to the building upon the right foundation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we're going to look at this very quickly and just see what our foundation is and what we can build upon this foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, we're going to start off in verse number 9. I love that first phrase in verse number 9. That was a theme, I don't know how many years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. You know, these themes kind of run together. It's been... like it was last week, my wife reminded me, I didn't even know, last week, 7 years ago, I became the pastor of Faith Baptist Church. She said it was somewhere around January 9th is when I became the pastor. That was 7 years, and we've had 7 different themes, or at least 6 different themes there. And I love this phrase, we are laborers together with God. We're supposed to be working together with God. It's hard to work with someone when you're not willing to listen to the boss. You can't be going together in the same direction, in the same way. And you can't be laboring together with somebody unless you're doing the same thing. That's what the whole point is, hearing and doing. Let's keep on building. It says, ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. God is trying to build a life. He's trying to establish something. He's trying to do a work through you. According, now this is great. According to the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder build and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. And he says, look, you need to be careful how you're going to build your life here. Verse number 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And he says, no, there is no other foundation. There is nothing else you can build upon that will last and that will stay. Now see the things you can build. It says, now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, these are the things that we can build upon. It doesn't matter how pretty it is. It doesn't matter how useful it is. If we are building it upon Jesus Christ, it's something that will last. Every man's work shall be made manifest. And here it's talking about the judgment seat of Christ, the bema seat. It's talking about when we will be judged according to the things we have done in our Christian lives. As a Christian, we will not be judged according to our sin. God did that on the cross. But here it says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. It is saying that when we're standing before the judgment seat of Christ, we'll see what you've built. We see what type of life you've made. We'll see what you made here on this world and what type of sort it is. What your purpose was. The reason why you did it. the motivation, your heart behind it. Because Jesus Christ in that Sermon on the Mount went and he took all the outward and says, that's worthless. You're going to get your reward here in this world if you're living for the outward. But if you're going to live for me, you're going to have a heart for me, you're going to be able to build upon this foundation and the fire will cause it to remain and every work shall be made manifest. Your work will be known. Verse 14, if any man's work abide which he shall have built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. And if any man shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So what the Bible's saying here is that if you go and you build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, you got the right motives and the right heart, and you continue on serving and growing, you'll receive a reward. But if you spend your life building upon the sand and doing things for your own reasoning and doing your things because you're trying to please other people, you know what's going to happen? All those things. Sometimes I'm concerned about all those things we keep busy doing. All that work we do. And we keep on building it, and we keep on building it, and we keep on building it. You look at that house, it looks like it could be a nice house, probably 3-4 bedrooms. You know, it's probably worth a lot of money. You keep on building something that looks great. But when we stand before God, it's all going to be worthless. I don't know about you, but standing before God someday makes me think. I want to make sure that I please Him. I want Him to be happy with me. I want Him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And that becomes when I say, I'm going to stop doing the things that I want to do and start doing it God's way. I know it's not always easy. It's not always easy to learn His verses. It's not always easy to read our Bible, forgive, have a prayer time and a prayer closet to treat people the right way. But I'm going to build upon that foundation. I've been going to church, as I told you before, 9 months before I was born. And that's what my mom used to tell me. I've been in church my whole entire life. I've heard sermon after sermon after sermon after sermon. You know what? It does me no good to just hear it. I need to learn how to apply it too. So where's your foundation at? What are you building upon? I know the encouragement this year is to rise up and build, and the great thing would be, let's go, let's build quick, let's make it look good, and let's accomplish something great by next week. That's not the foundation. We need to make sure we're building upon the relationship we have with Jesus Christ. You say, well, how can I build upon Jesus Christ, the foundation that we see here in verse number 10 or verse number 9 or verse number 11? You take His words, you listen to them, and you apply them. See, Pastor, you mean you don't want me to come to church if I'm not going to apply it? I still want you to come to church so God can work on your heart so you can begin applying them. I'm just saying that you're headed towards destruction if your life is one that's built upon sand. Now, I don't want anybody to think that you can lose your salvation. You see here what it says in verse number 15, but he himself shall be saved. You know, a person that builds his life upon the sand, you know what? He is going to be saved. His soul is going to go to heaven, but there's going to be no rewards. So you might say, well, I can deal with that. That's good. At least I'm not in hell. But imagine everything that Jesus Christ did for you, and He's given you 60, 70, 80, 90 years here on this earth to do something for Him, and everything that you've done amounts to nothing because it's built on the wrong foundation. I don't want that to be the case. I don't want that to be the case for Faith Baptist Church. I don't want that to be the case for you. I want us to see what God says, hear what God says, and do it. Build that foundation upon Jesus Christ, nothing else, but say, God and His Word. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes closed for a time of invitation.